And he knew her from the plant.
Mm-hmm. Because he worked there.
Uh-huh.
In those days. And that's just about all.
That's about all you remember about that. What was people's feelings about Jewish people?
Disliked Jewish people very much. Disliked these southern towns. And I think that still holds today. There's lots of sentiment about the Jewish people.
Why would you think so?
I don't know. It's because possibly all this happened and that was a Jew, and that's just the way southern people are, you know. They
mm-hmm.
make up their minds from news and everything that's going at that time.
In the 1920s, cotton prices fell real low because of the boll weevil coming and eating a lot of cotton. Do you remember how that had affected Cedartown or the cotton industry and plants and the boll weevil and everything?
The cotton was higher, you know, after that, because it cut down on the quantity of the cotton. But they always seemed like they had plenty of cotton for work, you know.
At this plant.
Mills.
At this plant.
Yes. No, she didn't work at a cotton.
No, I'm talking about just in Cedartown.
Oh, yes. In Cedartown.
So the boll weevil really didn't affect the cotton mills in Cedartown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My Uncle Barney always sang about Little Mary Fagan.
Yes.
And that seemed to disturb him a lot, because I can remember him mm-hmm. singing it.
He just thought it was such a sad story, and it was. I mean, it was on the lips of everybody and in all the papers and radios and anything they had, you know, that could bring the news.
Mm-hmm. Would you think that this, the way the media went out of proportion with this, is kind of like the O.J. Simpson trial in the way it's being talked about?
I sure do. I feel like that it wouldn't have, I feel like that at the start with, they would have found the guilty person shortly after that, had they not made such a big ado about that.
The man that killed her, his name was Leo
Frank.
And he was killed. He went to prison and got his death sentence repealed to life imprisonment. And an organization of men in Marietta went to the prison and got him out and took him back to Marietta and hung him. Do you think that made people around this area of Georgia happy that happened and that was handled that way, or they?
Well, I think that when something like this is happening, you know, most everybody joins in and makes a big ado about it. So, and the average citizen wants to be a part of this, whatever decision is made. I believe that. I believe people came from everywhere, you know.
And this made people hate Jews and mm-hmm. Catholics and blacks more.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
In Cedartown, you said that there weren't any Jewish people that you knew of.
I can't recall any. Can't recall any.
But there weren't that many Catholics either.
No, no.
And the blacks stayed to their own.
Yeah.
And you were talking about earlier the Triple C organization?
CCC camps.
Uh-huh.
Under, I believe it was Roosevelt. And in where families that didn't have anything and didn't have food to eat, they, the boys signed up and went to a camp that was called the CC camp. And that bill or law or whatever you call it made money for the parents and the other children at home. Sometimes they had other small children at home. And he would work and would get so much money. And if I'm not mistaken, that money didn't go into their hands. They might have put a little of it in their hands, like for cigarettes or something. But that would, the check would go to the parents.
And that was, probably they did a lot of work on the Tennessee Valley Association.
Yes, and another thing is, there are lots of things around Cedartown that they did here in Cedartown. You know, the wall around Pete's Park over there, and the swim pool, all of that back in there. That's one big park. And they put rock, you know, together with cement or some kind of mortar, and made a nice looking park out of that.
And one of the big attractions always in Cedartown was Big Springs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was that usually used for?
It Big Springs is a spring that gives water to everybody in Cedartown that had a house.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget how many gallon, I'm sure it's in one of those papers, I forget how many gallon it puts out a day or 24-hour period of time, but it has really grown, but we've never wanted for water.
You came of a family from nine, uh-huh, of nine,
yeah,
and your mother and dad. We've named your brothers and sisters and your mom and dad's name.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember my pawpaw, Harry Winford Lumpkin Sr., can you remember his mother and dad's name?
She was, let's see, he was Howard Blois, B-O-L-Y-C-E, Lumpkin. And she was Tallulah Lumpkin.
And do you know
Tallulah May Lumpkin.
Tallulah May Lumpkin. Do you know what she was before she was a Lumpkin? Wasn't she a tailor?
Mm-hmm.
She was,
yeah,
a tailor.
Mm-hmm.
And we've traced, that's the part of the family that we've traced back,
yeah,
to Artillery Taylor in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
You can't recall if his parents were farmers before the war or not.
No. I don't remember that. I mean, that was before me.
And he came from a family in 20-something kids.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, big families had, yeah, people had big families to work on farms and, mm-hmm, to go to work and help make the family money.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe they had worked on farms. I don't know. But it seems to me that Ms. Lumpkin and her family always had plenty, you,
mm-hmm,
know. And it seems to me that she had carried me to see the old home place one time whenever I was young.
Mm-hmm. They all worked at the Goodyear Mill in Rockmart.
No. Of that set that you're talking about, that was the ones that were around Rome.
Oh.
Back over in there in, uh-huh, Taylorsville.
Yeah.
Taylorsville and Rome.
Okay. But Pawpaw's brothers and sisters, they worked in Rockmart.
Yes.
Yes. Was he born in Rockmart, Papa?
I think his birth certificate is there. It's, I think it was Rome.
Rome.
And that was her last child.
Papa was. Big families in the South back then seemed like that was a lot, and everybody's was a close family. Mm-hmm. Most people had very close family relationships. Do you think that's because of just the set of values and religion had a lot to do with the stuff then rather than it does today?
Well, I think back in those days you didn't have a lot to do other than church-associated things, you know.
Yeah.
And this is the way they got their entertainment, you know.
Mm-hmm. My family's always been proud of being from the South. And that's something that we've always held in high regards. Do you feel that most people from the South feel that same way?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel that. And I feel during that period of time, people had a closeness that they don't have in this day and time.
Mm-hmm.
Because as children get big and leave home and go out on their own, they, lots of them never come back again.
Do you think divisions of North and South are bigger today or bigger back then?
No, I believe they're bigger today than they were then.
And you can't remember any stories about that anybody's ever told you about Reconstructions and the troops coming down here or anything? Because there used to be a story that Pawpaw's daddy told him about the soldiers stealing their food. Do you remember that?
Well, I don't just remember it. I just have heard them talk. And when they'd come through, they'd take everything that they could get that was that they could use, and then just go on to the next farm. By the time they got to the next farm, most times they would it'd be time to eat again, and this is why they'd do that.
Yeah.
Because they needed it for their men.
Yeah. But you don't remember anybody ever talking about Reconstruction and troops coming down and. You've lived a long life and you've seen a lot of different changes in the nation and in the South from when you've grown up. I guess what I was wanting to know is if you feel that the South today has prospered in the way that you would like to it have been, or would you have liked for it to have been in a different ways to prosper?
Well, I think with the black situation, the colored situation, I feel like that they are progressing in how for the quite a few years now. But there's still lots of stuff to be straightened out,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get everybody doing what they have to do, you know.
Yeah. In the 60s and in the early 20s and stuff, blacks didn't have any equal opportunities. They had separate schools and separate, but equal was a big part of communities.
Mm-hmm. But I guess really and truly when it all gets right down to the brass tack, it's the colored situation that has been they've been given a chance to meet the schools and drink out of your fountain and all these things that I'm sure irritated black people.
Yeah.